From VOA Learning English, this is In the News in Special English. This week, the two main candidates for President of the United States held their final debate before the November 6th election. After the debate, opinion surveys showed a close race between President Obama and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Recently, the two men have been visiting states that could help decide the election. Each state has a set number of electoral votes based on its population. In all states but two, the candidate who wins the popular vote wins all of that state's electoral votes. The candidate receiving at least 270 electoral votes becomes president. On Wednesday, Mr. Obama declared he would pull an all-nighter, going from California to Florida, to Virginia, and then Ohio. This week, he also made campaign appearances in Nevada, Iowa, Colorado, and Illinois. Mr. Romney targeted Nevada, Iowa, and Ohio. Historically, no Republican Party candidate has won the presidency without first winning Ohio's electoral votes. At some campaign stops, Mr. Obama used the word Romnesia, combining his opponent's name with the word that describes someone who forgets things.
If you can't remember what you said just a week ago, if you can't remember the plans on your own website, and you're worried you might be coming down with a case of amnesia, I want you to know Obamacare covers pre-existing conditions.
In Illinois, Mr. Obama became the first president to mark his ballot before the presidential election. A short time later, he spoke of the ease of voting early, saying the process takes the worry out of having to make sure you vote on a single day. On Friday, Mr. Romney urged his supporters in Ohio to vote early. More than 30 states offer some form of early voting. Earlier in the week, Mr. Romney promised to improve education and get the economy going. He also said that Mr. Obama's campaign is beginning to weaken.
This campaign gets smaller and smaller, focused on smaller and smaller things. Our campaign is about big things, because we happen to believe that America faces big challenges. We recognize this is a year with a big choice, and the Americans want to see big changes, and I'm going to bring it to this country.
The former governor has also used his campaign to criticize the way President Obama has directed the economy. In one speech, he asked supporters if they could deal with four more years of 23 million Americans looking for a good job. As the election nears, many observers are still not sure who will win. Phil Wallach works at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C.
I think the race has stabilized at a dead heat, and I think it's very likely that we'll go into Election Day not knowing who's going to come out the winner.
Mr. Wallach believes that, in the end, the president will be reelected. But another observer, Scott Faulkner, believes Mr. Romney is now leading in the final days of the campaign. He adds that as the end of the campaign nears, both candidates are urging voters to get out and vote early.
It's going to be energizing their base. They already know who their base votes are and making sure they get out and vote. And at the moment, Romney has the fervor factor over Obama, but Obama has the ground game over Romney. So that makes for a very interesting final phase.